This is the radio station that you listen to the most at breakfast. Ballarat's 3BA 102.3.
Friday morning, big show, and being a Friday, that means it's time to catch up on all the entertainment goss with the Big Show Entertainment Report from Celebrity Lane. Jaden Forster, good morning to you.
Hello, PT.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you. How are you?
Very, very well indeed. Jaden, can I start with some entertainment news this morning?
You can.
In the wee hours of this morning for us, over in the US of A, Don McLean celebrated the 50th anniversary of American Pie by getting himself a star on the Walk of Fame, and then after accepting that star, kissed his 27-year-old girlfriend. Ain't that rock and roll?
Yeah, I know. I saw that this morning too, and he's said that he plans to sort of retire with her, so... Gee, isn't it nice to be a rock star?
Yes, 27-year-old ex-playboy retiring to the farm, and they're just going to hang out with the animals, apparently.
And a few other things, I'm sure.
Denise Drysdale's in hospital on a more serious note, diagnosed with a rare condition, Jaden Forster.
Yeah, that's right. She's recovering. She's on the mend, which is good news. But she spent about the last week or so in a hospital up in Brisbane after suffering from what's been described as unspeakable agony in her face, which sounds very, very severe. But since then, she's been diagnosed with a very rare nerve condition, which after doing some quick research, I can tell you is more common in women over the age of 50, but it can affect anybody over the age of 50. And I will endeavour to pronounce the name of the condition. I believe it's a trigeminal neuralgia, which
well
is
done.
A mouthful, but I believe I'll probably stuff that up. But anyway, it's a rare nerve condition. It is treatable, which is good news. With medication, in some cases, you do need to undergo a surgical procedure. But look, Denise should be fine. It's not ideal, of course. She's only just got back to normal after her shoulder injury that she suffered on the set of Holy Moly earlier in the year, or last year that was actually. So, poor thing. She's in hospital, but she should be back on full normal duties pretty soon.
All right. The Rolling Stones have hit the stage for the first time after Charlie Watts, their drummer, passed away, Jaden.
Yeah, earlier in the week, they did this private concert for about 300 people in Massachusetts in America. And it was sort of funny. Somebody said to me yesterday that they thought that it was pretty quick for them to return to the stage after Charlie died back in August. But I guess, you know, as old bands go, the show must go on. And that's exactly what happened earlier in the week. And, of course, they couldn't have done their first show back on the road or at all, really, without dedicating that show to Charlie. And that is exactly what they did. This is what Mick Jagger, of course, had to say during the show.
This is our first tour in 59 years that we've done without our lovely Charlie Watts. And we all miss Charlie so much. We miss him as a band, we miss him as friends, on and off the stage. And
not as much as they miss the money, I reckon, Jaden, being back on the stage that quickly.
Well, that's right, yeah. And to be fair to them, you know, their tour was set to resume. Well, this was a private gig anyway, but their tour was set to resume sort of a month after he died. And I guess, you know, as I said, the show must go on, so they'll continue with, they'll get that tour back up and running again, which it had been postponed for a long time due to COVID. So I'm sure they'll be looking forward to getting back and into doing that. But yeah, I guess not a bit of a difficult time and a strange time for them too, not having Charlie around anymore.
Absolutely. Speaking of shows, this Sunday, the Global Citizen Charity Concert is happening, and one of our own is performing, Jaden Forster.
Yes, Delta Goodrum will be as part of that particular virtual concert that's taking place on Sunday. She'll be performing to an empty forecourt, actually, at the Sydney Opera House as part of that 20-hour event. Different places all around the world have people performing, and other big names are involved, like Cyndi Lauper, Duran Duran, Elton John, Ed Sheeran, many, many, many more. But for anybody who's interested in watching that, grab a pen, because we're about to give you the very important details. It starts at 3 a.m. Sunday morning, our time, on the 9Now app on your phone, tablet or television. Or you can go to 9now.com.au, and I'll tell you exactly when you can see Delta perform. I'm the only reporter telling people this today, so, you know, listen
Look
up.
Out.
She will be performing, or you will see her performance at 8 p.m. Sunday night. So 8 o'clock Sunday night to see Delta. You can tune in from 3 a.m. though Sunday morning to 3 a.m. Monday morning, and I'm sure you'll see some great performances. But Delta Goodrem on Sunday night.
If I get up at 3 a.m. to start watching this, I won't last till 8 p.m. to see Delta perform.
Well, that's all right. You can have a nap in the afternoon and then set the alarm to wake up in time to see her perform on Sunday evening, PT.
Oh, I do love a good nana nap too. The Big Show Entertainment Report every Friday morning at around 7:35 a.m. with Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. Take care. We know you're still in lockdown, mate, and every day down there is a public holiday at the moment, but please take care of yourself and stay COVID safe, won't you?
Thank you.